Hello, this is Jermaine. God chose David to be the second king of Israel. God had the prophet Samuel go and anoint David king of Israel, God's anointed. God promised David that his house and throne would be established forever. Listen to what God said as written in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 14. God foretold the same thing when speaking to David about David's son Solomon. God said, as written in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 14, And I will establish him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever. 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 14. Notice that God spoke about his own house and his own kingdom. The kingdom of David and Solomon belonged to God. Let us go now to the book of Psalms in the Bible. Listen to what God said, which is written in the 89th Psalm, verses 3 and 4. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David. Your seed I will establish forever, and build up your throne to all generations. Psalm 89, verses 3 and 4. David was king of the nation of Israel about 3,000 years ago. The descendants of David continued to rule in the kingdom of Judah until the Babylonian captivity. But before that, God spoke about the eternal kingdom of David and the eternal throne of David in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward and even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. There would be a descendant of David who would be upon the throne of David and over his kingdom even forever. Not long after this prophecy was given, God had the Babylonians take Judah away into captivity because of their sins, of their idolatry. During the time of the captivity in Babylon, God spoke through his prophet Daniel. Again, God foretold that he would set up an eternal kingdom. In Daniel chapter 2, God foretold that there would be four kingdoms, the Babylonian followed by the Medo-Persian kingdom, the Greek kingdom, and the Roman kingdom. In Daniel chapter 2, verses 40 through 43, we can read about the fourth kingdom, the Roman kingdom. But listen now to Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. And in the days of these kings, the fourth kingdom, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Yes, God foretold through his prophet Daniel that there would indeed be an eternal kingdom that God would set up. It would be set up during the days of the Roman kings, the fourth kingdom. Did God keep his word? Yes, he kept his word. God did what he said he would do. But who is this king of the descendants of David, the seed of David, who would set upon the throne of David forever in accordance with Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7? This anointed king is prophesied in Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. The Hebrew word for anointed is Mashiach, or as we say in English, Messiah. God foretold when his anointed king, Messiah, would come. Open your Bible to Daniel chapter 9. Let us read verses 25 and 26. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem, until Messiah, the prince, there shall be sevens and 62 sevens. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after the 62 sevens, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Daniel chapter 9, verses 25 and 26. Yes, God gave the time from the end of the Babylonian captivity until Messiah. That is, from the command to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until Messiah. But notice that Messiah would come before Jerusalem and the temple would be destroyed again. When did that happen? In A.D. 70. What is the conclusion? Messiah, the king, must have come before A.D. 70. Remember, God had promised David that his throne and his house would be established forever. God foretold that he would set up an eternal kingdom, and God foretold that Messiah, the anointed king, would come before the second destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, which happened in A.D. 70. This is history. Yes, Messiah came before the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and the temple in A.D. 70. Because of their idolatry, Israel was taken into captivity to Babylon. Before the captivity, God had foretold through his prophet Hosea what we read in Hosea chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, without ephod or teraphim. Afterward, the children of Israel shall return, seek the Lord their God and David their king, and fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. Hosea chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. Yes, Israel did abide many days without king and without idols. But who is David their king in the latter days? He is Messiah, Mashiach, the anointed king, the descendant of David, the seed of David. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Let us review. God promised King David that he would establish David in God's house and in God's kingdom forever. 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 14. God promised King David that he would establish his throne forever. 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 14. God prophesied that a son would be given, a descendant of David would be upon the throne of David forever. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. God foretold that he would set up an eternal kingdom during the days of the Roman kings. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. God foretold that Messiah, the anointed king, would come before Jerusalem would be destroyed in A.D. 70. Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. Would you consider now that this earth will be destroyed, burned up? It is not eternal. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. This world is not eternal. Therefore, God's eternal kingdom must be a heavenly kingdom. David's eternal throne must be a heavenly throne, not an earthly throne. Therefore, David's descendant, the anointed king, Messiah, is on a heavenly throne. Messiah reigns over an eternal kingdom, a heavenly kingdom. In Jerusalem, there has not been a descendant of King David reigning on an earthly throne of David in Jerusalem since A.D. 70. God did not promise that David's throne would be forever in Jerusalem. Jesus clearly told the Roman governor Pilate that the kingdom of Jesus, of Messiah, is not of this world. Listen to John chapter 18, verse 36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." John chapter 18, verse 36. Yes, the eternal kingdom is not of this world. God established the seed of David forever. That seed is Messiah Jesus. God established the throne of David forever in heaven. Listen to what the Apostle Peter said by inspiration of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, verses 29 and 30. men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his body according to the flesh, he would raise up the Messiah, Christ, to sit on his throne. He, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Messiah, the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. Acts chapter 2, verses 29 through 31. Yes, David knew as a prophet that Messiah would be raised up to sit on his throne in heaven. David spoke about the resurrection of Messiah in the 16th Psalm, verse 10. Jesus Messiah was raised up to sit on the throne of David in heaven. Acts chapter 2, verses 29 through 31. Christians are born again into the kingdom of Messiah Jesus. John chapter 3, verse 5. Christians are translated into the kingdom of Messiah. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. For our citizenship is in heaven. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Listen now to Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us a kingdom and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Jesus, Messiah, died for our sins. He gave his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus, Messiah, was buried. He rose the third day according to the Scriptures. Would you have the forgiveness of your sins? Would you be translated into the eternal kingdom of Messiah? You can be born again of water and the Spirit and enter the kingdom of Messiah. Listen to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter said, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized, immersed, in the name of Jesus Messiah, the Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 2, verse 38. You can then live a holy life as a Christian, with Jesus Messiah as your King, serving him. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. You can live forever in the eternal heavenly New Jerusalem. Amen. If you would like to get a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English Improvement course, or a free Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083, United States of America. That is Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Germaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling.